I had an interesting experience this week. I got a letter from my church. and opened it up and read it, and it was from the minister telling me that I was going to retire. and kind of an interesting experience. And so I wondered, wow, should I talk about that?
Yeah.
And then I thought, you know what? That's way in the future.
Yeah.
That's really not what is really happening. What is really happening is working with the experience of guidance. That's what that is. And my guess is that is really a helpful thing for every one of our lives. Now, in my journey into the understanding of guidance and how we work with it, I want to share a little bit about that. So I'm going to share with you a couple experiences from my life when I did listen to guidance. Okay, now the reason I know that is really important is there have been a lot of experiences in my life where I did not listen to guidance. And that's how you learn what a difference it makes. And don't worry, when you want to check with your guidance, you can always go and do something else. Okay, so just want you to feel real free as we journey there. Now, so there was a point in my life where I found myself thoroughly confused. I really didn't know which way to go on something. Now, at that time, I was just into the beginning of my law career, so I was fairly well educated and aware, and you know, and I had lots of feelings on something kind of one way or the other, and I hadn't a clue what to do. Anybody had that place in your life? Okay, yeah. So it's kind of like, if nothing else, that's a good time to go to guidance. Now, in this particular situation, it was a relationship. So I was in this relationship, wonderful woman, loved her very much, and I had a question. Was this the relationship for the rest of my life? Or was this a wonderful experience that we were having and sharing, and we really had different ways to go, and so if we tried to make it something it wasn't, it would become uncomfortable and difficult. I didn't know. And at the same time, I had a wonderful little daughter who was 3 or 4 years old. And if we took this relationship into marriage and spent our life together, she would become this little girl's mother. Was she the one for that? I didn't know. Now, I could go to my mind and list all the wonderful things that said yes. And I could also go to my mind and find a stack just as high of doubts. So, decided that it was very important, too important not to go to that spiritual presence and get its guidance. Now, at that point, I'd been doing spiritual studies for some years, and I understood a little bit about how to do that. So what we did was we created together an affirmation. We put together a statement that we shared where we acknowledged that this divine presence would come forth and make it clear to both of us. So clear that if we were together, to be together, we would know it clearly, and we would be able to step forward into a life relationship that would last our lifetime and beautiful. And if that wasn't for us, that it would be clear and we would know it. And we could part with love and respect and appreciation for each other. That was what we wanted. We wanted clarity. So we made that affirmation together. and we shared it a little bit together. We made that commitment to hold it in our prayer times. And I remember about maybe a year and a half later, I was visiting my parents' home in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And I was looking out of a big window at the Gros Ventre mountain range. It's this gorgeous part of the Wyoming landscape. And suddenly, I knew that we were ready to be married and that we would have a lifetime together in which that love would grow and bless. A couple moments before, I wasn't even thinking of her. But that knowing was there. Have you had that knowing? Have that those things where you're not figuring something out. You know what it is. That is that spiritual self giving you the experience of that potential within the soul that we have now stepped into that says, this is yours. You can say yes to it, or you can say no. But I knew that. So when I got home, and I asked this young woman to marry me, and the truth is, we'd been together so long, she thought I was joking. She's always been far more intuitive than I was, but she said yes, and this June, we will have been married for 40 years. She was a wonderful mother to that little girl. Yeah. There's such love for you. It is not intended in any way that life be difficult and a struggle. Doesn't mean that we don't take on great challenge. We do. But that love is there to take us every step, to make it clear how to take the next step, to help us make the changes, because we're constantly changing. And life as we experience, it is constantly changing. And that love is there as that guidance. Now, at that time in my life, I knew that to take a hold of it, I had to use that power of prayer, and we used that affirmative prayer, and we used affirmation to do that. But I also, when I look back, understand there's another piece. I had begun to develop a relationship to my spiritual self, and I did that through meditation. Okay, I had probably at that point been maybe about 4 years in the, I will say, the occasional practice of meditation. But it was there, and it was meaningful to me, and that was part of the spiritual foundation. So when we're looking at how, in the things before us, how do we take hold of this spiritual wisdom, part of it is saying, okay, I'm going to allow myself to develop a deeper relationship with my spiritual self. And meditation is one of the beautiful ways that that happens. What I've learned is that it's important that I check in with that self about my life. And so, maybe about a year and a half ago, I had one of those check-in times. Now, I had a couple questions. And what I want you to know is that you can take your questions and get them answered. Now, at the time, I'd... I uh, I have also grown in some of the skills and tools to make that connection. How to get into the feelings of love within the heart and how that opens the relationship to our spiritual self so that it's clear and it's direct and we can get it really, really directing our lives. And so I took time to do that. I took time away to be quiet, to meditate. And then I made that connection with the heart and went in and asked. I asked about what was happening here within my career and within our spiritual community and what was my next steps. And I got at that time the direction that there were still things to be done here. But a sense that it would be coming to a close. And so I understood in a general sense when that was. And I asked another question. Now, I asked this question already knowing the answer. It's all right to ask questions when you already know the answer. You know, but it's just a good thing to check in and ask, you know. So I asked, and the question was, did I have another book to write? And I looked at it very thoroughly, and, you know, it was very clear to me I didn't. I didn't see anything out there that wasn't said very well by other people, and I didn't need to say what they'd already said. And so I was very content with that. But I asked, and it said, yes, you do. and then explained what that was and why. So I could say, okay, understand, I can say yes to that. And I'm always surprised when I ask and I get the answer I didn't expect. I don't know why. It's really a fairly high ratio of the time, but still surprises me. So what happened was I went ahead and brought that awareness back to our Board of Trustees, which is cares for our community, and, you know, we made some plans in place for when changes might take place, and, you know, the things you do when you get to look ahead and, you know, how do you go about doing that in a good way, and they'll share some of that with you in our town meeting today. But I noticed something. When I would think about that, I found myself feeling uncomfortable. Now, there are feelings about letting go that are very powerful for me because of my love for the people that are here and the richness of what we've been able to share. But that's different than being uncomfortable. You know that difference. One is... You know, the truth is those other feelings are beautiful. They're a part of love and change. And, you know, they aren't negative. They're just rich. But there's an uncomfortable, and we've been there, haven't we? You know, those things where you're going ahead in something and it's like something is pulling at your shirt tail saying, you better check. So I checked. So I went and said, what is this? And because it seemed to be around when I asked that, what I got was a very clear response that was different than what we'd been anticipating. Not by a lot, but by enough that it really paid to pay attention. And so when I heard that, I decided to negotiate. Now, it was just a little negotiation. But when you get a specific response, to me that's specific. And so we did a little, you know, checking in and say, well, how about this? And one of the things I love about my spirit is it's flexible but clear. So we came to a very, very clear understanding of what would really work. And what I love about this love that's taking care of us. Remember when your head has figured out what you needed and you look back and you realize it was all about me? That divine love's different. When we are guided, it is because it is about the greater self that is here. It's about all of us together. It's never just about the me. It takes us through this world, in harmony with this world that we've engaged. And think of all the worlds that you've engaged. Work and family, this community and the many, many people your lives touch. And that beautiful wisdom that takes us in harmony with that whole. So when that's yes, what I know, and I've come to know it, it's no longer a thinking or a hoping, is that it really is taking care of the whole. Now, so we've touched on those different ways, the meditation and affirmation, and then that heart connection that helps that really grow and get clear. But the things I've shared with you on guidance today have really been about looking ahead. Have you ever had events that you didn't get to look ahead for? You know, one moment life is one way, the next moment it has changed. Wow. We are in change, and it wasn't, would you like to decide this? It was, life changed. So I want to share with you one more experience. This is the experience of Lonnie. And Lonnie is directs our youth and family program. Wonderful woman. And in this practice, what we are really working with is the application of Jesus' teaching, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. That's what our connecting and going from that guidance, that spiritual connection within, then out into our decisions in the world. Because as we do that, then we're opening ourselves for that flow. And that connection, that the ability to make that connection has been very real to Lonnie and something that she has worked with. And she works at Whole Foods. I'm sorry, I always have to remember it by my daughter's name for it. They lived right down the street from Whole Chup, and they called it Whole Paycheck, but that's another story. Okay, so Whole Foods, yeah. So anyhow, Lonnie went to work there, and to the people she worked under, called her into the office and asked her about a transaction that had taken place. And she shared with them, you know, what had gone and done there. And they suddenly said to her that, you know, under our rules, when that happens, and she realized she'd done something wrong, it was a mistake. But she said, under our rules, when that happens, we have to let you go. So suddenly, in that moment, she no longer had a job. And what had happened was a very innocent mistake. Not a big deal. Now, even as she shared this with me, what she did was go like this. Because that's what she did in that moment. She touched her heart. She brought her attention here. And she went right to that feeling of love for her that she knows is real. She knows this divine presence there for her life, and that is love. Love guides her life. She knows that. And she went there and she felt that, and suddenly her perception changed. Because instead of her looking at not having a job, she was suddenly looking at the situation she was in that moment. Here were people that really cared about her. People who treasured her, had expressed that to her, worked with her, suddenly in a position where, because of something, they have to do something painful. They have to let her go. And she knew that she would be cared for. She felt that. She felt that presence. She felt that power. She felt that care and that love. in that moment, sitting right there, having just been told that she was being let go. And so she responded to the people. She said to them, "This must be very difficult for you. And it's okay. You have to follow the rules. That's your job. I want you to know I'm going to be cared for just fine." Have you ever been invited into being a victim and decided not to go there? Feels good, doesn't it? Yeah. You know, there is something that happens in our spiritual growth where we finally let go of that insane idea that the world is determining the quality and nature of our life experience. And we understand it comes from within out, and it is directed by an amazing love and a presence that cares and guides us through every situation. As a result of that moment, Lonnie had another realization. She remembered when she got the job. She had done the same thing. She'd gone to her heart and asked for guidance. And the guidance said, "Yes, take the job. You'll be there for 2 years." It was 2 years and 2 weeks to the day that she was sitting in that office. She was even told before she started the job, "We're guided, we're cared for, listen to it, go to it." Now what happens is it does take us through change in the most beautiful ways. Not only directs us how to say, but it cares for us as we go through it. In the change that I look at with that, you know, down the road months and months, when I step back, wow, that in my world is going to be a big change. And I can feel feelings that are sad at that because I'll be letting go of relationships and opportunities that have meant the world to me. And my heart says to me, what a beautiful thing to have those feelings. Don't suppress them. Treasure them. They are just a part of love. And as I look at new things in my world, and I look at new things happening for everyone here in this world, that's exciting. And that too is a part when we let that beautiful spiritual presence guide us through change. We are cared for. Love guides our way every day, every moment, every step. Okay, and we don't need to listen to it. That's okay. Free will. We got it. Okay. Love guides my way. Remember that with me. Love guides my way. Again.
Love guides my way.
Again.
Love guides my way.
No, it doesn't matter what's happening. It's there. Yeah, some of those are big changes. Some are little. Some it's just what we choose to do inside. But absolutely every moment, love guides your way. Bless you.